There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Stay one step ahead with Dubai Eye.
Download the IRN News Centre app now.
We'll be talking about discrimination shortly on Drive Live Talks Careers. Our guests are already in place waiting to answer your questions and discuss this week's topic. But before that, we want to talk about the annual Best Nanny of the UAE Awards. They've been taking place this week. I remember last year there was a really lovely lady that won, very emotional. So really, really nice time of year. Well, this year, the winner is Milani Manasia from the Philippines, who came out top of a total of 500 entries. Our reporter Kathy Urban has been following this story. Kathy, it seems like it's quite a special award. It's an award that means so much to the people that are taking part, and obviously in this case, Milani, who was the winner.
Absolutely, I totally agree. I think it's really something, you know, for a group of people living here who are like not always recognized for the hard work they're doing. And but, you know, they're building, you know, like our families, our own support, our own success is sort of built up on their work, and something we should really not forget. And this is exactly the thinking behind initiating the Best Nanny Awards, recognizing the people who sometimes just don't get enough recognition. The award was put in place by RISE. It's a startup initiative that helps migrant workers and, for instance, offers them courses in things like building and caring environment, helping to build on child development, healthy eating, child safety, anything, you know, a domestic worker has, you know, is coming across in their work, helping them to, you know, really nurture the best in them. As you mentioned, the awards were held for the first time last year. So this time, Melanie is only the second person to receive that award. She's actually been here for a while. She's been in the UAE for the last 24 years.
Wow.
Yeah, quite some time. Came here when she was around 20 and started working for a Lebanese family for 12 years. She's since then also been working for a British Indian family, another family from Belgium, and now she's currently with a Dutch family, and they're the ones who put her forward for the award. And as you can imagine, they were thrilled. I spoke to Mali earlier, and she said, you know, they like they all took out for dinner later to celebrate. They were all absolutely ecstatic about what happened. But she also mentioned that, you know, obviously whilst this is a good recognition for her own personal work, she also thinks the Nanny Awards themselves is a great recognition for the work she and other people here are doing. And this is what she had to say.
Now that the RISE is doing this, I think it will be more supportive on the nannies. They will be recognized that we are also part of the community. We get value also, not only housemaid, they said, or nanny only. When they recognize us, it's like you feel that you're doing something good.
Yeah, this was Melanie Manansala from the Philippines, who won this year's Best Nanny Award.
Okay, so what was it she actually won? Obviously the honour itself, but what was part of the prize?
Yeah, so, I mean, first comes first, she won a ticket to the Philippines, which is always something nice to go and, you know, go back to see her family. A bank account, which we should know many of them don't actually have access to. You know, they're sending it in other ways, the money back. She also received free RISE child care courses. So what I've just been talking about earlier, she'll get access to that to, you know, to develop herself personally. But the main prize, what I really think, is a 1 million pesos retirement fund, which is worth around 73,000 dirham. So that's a lot of money for her. And really, that's something of us, something that many of us forget, and something the award wanted to stress is retirement. You know, very quite often we are preoccupied with, you know, the school fees, the housing fees, the day-to-day costs. And it's the same thing for them as well. Like, they're sending money back home at the end of the month to support their families. And it's not just like a child or, you know, the father or like the mother, it's a whole family. They're often the main breadwinners for the entire family. And what happens then at the end of the day, you know, very little is left for themselves to actually start thinking and saving, you know, for their own retirement. And as part of that, I spoke to Padmini Gupta. She's the founder of RISE and the Nanny Awards. And she said the main thinking behind that award was to shed more light on this and make workers aware that really they should also start thinking about their own future. And this is what she had to say.
Many of our nannies come over here. They spend, on average, 7 to 10 years. In Melanie's case, it's been about 24 years. And they often keep sending money back home to support their families, but not really saving for themselves. And often they land up home and they have really not much saved for their futures. And we really wanted to highlight how important it is to start thinking about 5 years, 10 years, 20 years from now. When you go back home, what is your retirement going to look like? And how are you going to build your dreams?
Yeah, so this was Padmini Gupta. She's the founder of Rise and the Nanny Awards. And obviously, saving for retirement is definitely something that needs attention. Melanie, in her instance, you know, she only started saving a couple of years ago, and she told me that it was actually a personal emergency that made her realize she really has to start putting money aside for herself. And obviously, in her case, you know, that retirement fund that she won is definitely a great boost to her. And it's also something, you know, the retirement, something that is, which has become a really main piece of advice that she's giving to new starters here. Like, because we know loads of them are arriving every year, you know, hoping to help support their families. But it's something that you easily forget. I think all ourselves included, we can sort of pick our minds on that. We just sometimes forget this is something we need to do. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so this is what Melanie had to say about the advice she's giving to new starters here in the UAE.
I want them to be patient with their job because they should love their job, and always tell them to learn how to save because we're not here forever and you don't know until when we will be here, what if we suddenly get sick. So I always told them even 150 dirhams a month, we all send our money to the Philippines to their country or to anywhere. But we don't live or we don't think about our future. So I always tell them better to save even a little bit so when the rainy season's coming.
So the rainy season, that was Melanie from the Philippines, who's only the second winner of the UAE Best Nanny Awards.
Very interesting what she had to say, though, about patience. Have patience with your job and try and save as much as possible because you don't know when that day will come. Like you said, Kathy, people are relying, entire families are relying on someone working somewhere else and sending that money back. So the pressure's immense. So to have something that's for her is just phenomenal.
Yeah. And I think in a way, us as their employers, it's very, very important to them as well, for us as well, to help them, guide them a little bit, I think. So this is something I spoke to Padmini about as well, that about exactly that. This is that is something we can help them as well as their employers, to help them, support them, make them realize they shouldn't just send the money back home to pay for, you know, the running costs, but for their future as well, and start thinking about it.
And we're hearing things about businesswomen, nannies wanting to be businesswomen when they return. They want to open up supermarkets. They want to open up internet cafes. So how do you start to help them prepare for that future? That's one thing. So knowing what the dream is. And then the second part is the savings. Like, how much are you earning now and where are you spending it? And how can I help you better direct that money?
Yeah, so that again was Padmini Gupta. She's the founder of Rise and the Nanny Awards, and she was speaking to me about how we as employers to domestic workers can help them and offer guidance when it comes to retirement planning.
It's just a really, really lovely story, Kathy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're smiling now. And it was just really nice to hear what Melanie had to say, the fact that this means so much to her. And obviously, 25 years experience here in Dubai, working with lots of different families. A nanny is part of the family. It's someone that's looked after you, helped you to raise your family, and in many cases, is the only reason you can go out to work, because who's at home?
Exactly.
I think it's a nice way for the families as well to get involved and to show their appreciation. Like you mentioned before, Kathy, the families were delighted themselves. And I suppose it's another way that they can show their appreciation for all the work that the nannies are doing. And I think you could hear it in Melanie's voice earlier on, couldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Kathy Irvin from the ARN News Centre, thank you very much for joining us. That's the story, that the annual Best Nanny of the UAE Award was awarded to Melanie Manasaya from the Philippines. She was a lucky recipient of a ticket home, which we'd all love to see, a ticket home and a retirement fund. And lots of positive advice for anyone else that's a nanny and thinking how they're going to cope once they leave their employment. Kathy, thank you very much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.